This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Aspen Skiing Company officials are working on a new master plan for Aspen Mountain. Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been reporting on how that document might shape the ski area for the next two decades. Elizabeth, earlier this month, you reported on plans to expand terrain into the Pandora's area and to expand snowmaking to the top and some of the possible environmental impacts those would have. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned that SkiCo wants to replace the 1A chairlift and reopen the Ruthie's restaurant.
Yeah, and you know, we've heard quite a bit about the 1A lift through discussions about development at the bottom of the mountain, but this would be completely independent of whatever happens at the base. So this master plan goes to the Forest Service, and the Forest Service does not own the land at the bottom. So the Forest Service needs to approve things like where a new lift would end and the alignment on the mountain, but the base of the mountain is private land. So that's why it's in the development discussions. But clearly 1A is a priority for SkiCo, and it has been for several years. Rich Berkeley, a SkiCo vice president, tells me that in addition to pressure from organizations like the International Ski Federation, with World Cup races wanting a faster lift, 1A will eventually just get more expensive to maintain than to replace.
So development is unresolved, obviously, at the base of the mountain. What is that replacement process going to look like?
Well, the master plan does not mean that SkiCo is approved to actually do any of the projects. It's completely conceptual. It just says that the company wants to do these things in the foreseeable future. So SkiCo actually does already have initial approval for a high-speed detachable quad from a couple of years ago, but they still need to work out the alignment at the top, like where exactly that lift would end and what type of lift it would be, because Berkeley says SkiCo is not yet totally settled on a high-speed quad.
What other options do they have?
Well, in the conceptual phase, it's a bit of tossing around big ideas, but Berkeley is interested in a combination quad gondola.
So what does that mean? How does that work?
Yeah, so there would be a high-speed quad during the day for skiers, and Berkeley says that that would be a 3-minute ride compared to what is now 7 minutes. So obviously faster is part of it. But then those chairs could be removed in the course of the day and replaced with gondolas in the evenings.
Okay, wait, just in the evenings.
Right. So the other major project that would be in the master plan is to reopen the Ruthie's restaurant. And that restaurant has sat empty for years, except a caretaker is up in there. But Berkeley says it'll take some creative work to make that a viable restaurant. Aspen Mountain is pretty small and already has two on-mountain restaurants. Plus, there's really easy access for skiers to get to quite a few restaurants in town. So Berkeley and SkiCo want to change things up at Ruthie's. Right now, they're only permitted to serve lunch there, but the future hope is to serve dinner as well, or to host events in the evenings and to draw people up there from town rather than just from the mountain. So people could get off the gondola in the evenings and walk over to a nice dinner on the mountain overlooking town.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
You bet.
Elizabeth Stewart Severy covers the environment and recreation.